Banff. Corey DeMano was named the mayor of Banff for the remainder of the council term following Karen Sorensen's appointment to the Canadian Senate. DeMano, who had been serving as the deputy mayor since July 12, will immediately take on the role of the top elected official. I am humbled and honored by council's support in appointing me to this important position, and I am committed to upholding the dedication to our community and tireless work ethic of outgoing mayor and new Senator Sorensen, DeMano said in a media release. DeMano was elected to Banff Council in 2013, becoming the youngest person voted to council in Banff's history, then re-elected in 2017. A former journalist and communications professional, she was the marketing and communications coordinator for Rome Transit. DeMano stated early in the meeting she would be taking a leave of absence from Rome Transit while as mayor. Brian Standish, who announced his candidacy for mayor in the upcoming October election last week, also put forth his name for the role of mayor for the remainder of the term. The first round of votes, which were done in secret to help maintain a working cohesion for the final 10 weeks, as proposed by Cowan. Peter Poole, ended in a tie, leading to the second round going in DeMano's favor. It's my hope we can finish this term just as we have worked together for the past 4 years, that's with respect for one another and in service of the community we hold so close to our hearts, DeMano said prior to being elected. Ted Christensen became the deputy mayor and Grant Canning the acting mayor, following the rotation of the 8-month cycle for the two positions that was started at the beginning of the 2017 council term. Council could also have appointed one or more people of their peers to the deputy and acting mayor positions, according to the staff report. Previous mayor Karen Sorensen resigned from the mayor's chair on July 28 after she accepted a spot as an Alberta representative with the Canadian Senate. Sorensen was first elected as a councillor in 2004 and has been the mayor of Banff the past 11 years. She had previously announced she wasn't running for re-election in the upcoming October election. Under Section 163 of the Municipal Government Act necessitates the appointment of a mayor for the rest of the term or a by-election, according to the staff report. With the municipal election in October, the term has a little more than 2 months left, which will be at least 3 council meetings. However, since the municipal election is less than 12 months away, one or more councillors could have filled the role with one person specifically holding office. The MGA section also permits a revolving cycle for a number of councillors to fill the top elected spot. With DeMano becoming mayor, she assumes Sorensen's role on internal boards, commissions and committee appointments needed to be filled as well as external positions on multiple organizations. The position could have been split between Standish and DeMano, but it was recommended by Town Sow Kelly Gibson with the number of meetings left before the election it would likely be better for council operations, though the decision was ultimately up to council. DeMano noted she is still considering her options for the 2021 election, having yet to declare if she will run or not. She emphasized taking over for Sorensen is no easy task, but council remains committed to the common goal of Banff's best interests. These are big shoes to fill, DeMano said in a release. As a council, I am very proud of our achievements since 2017, thanks to the thoughtful debate we have had on critical issues. I aim to keep us on track with the priorities set by council for the remaining 2 months of this term, while maintaining our focus on listening to the diversity of voices in our community and working to improve the quality of life for the people of Banff.